Now, the issue of assimilation has been particularly acute in France, where after a long battle, the government has taken a firm stand on full integration rather than the multicultural approaches of Britain and America. So integration rather than multicultural approach. In a celebrated case, France outlawed the wearing of a headscarf or hijab by female students. Both France's Ministry of Education and its teachers' unions were united in claiming that the hijab violated France's secular constitution and traditions. They made no such argument with regard to Jewish students wearing a yarmulke or Christians wearing Christian chains or pendants. After several years of bitter debate, the French Constitutional Council ruled in October 1996 that despite the education ministry's ban, students could not be expelled, for indeed they had been, students could not be expelled for wearing headscarves if no proselytizing occurred. At the heart of the French debate has been a tendency to see Islam as a foreign religion, placing it over and against its Judeo-Christian and very strong secular tradition, that is France's secular tradition. While the government has insisted upon a process of acculturation that left little room for a multicultural approach, many Muslims have argued that they should be allowed to develop a distinct French Muslim identity that blends established French principles and values with their Islamic faith and values. However different their experiences may be, Muslims in Europe and America have common concerns about practicing their faith, retaining Islamic identity, and preserving family life and values. Specific concerns include taking time out from work to pray daily, to attend mosque on Friday, to celebrate religious feasts, particularly the great Eids or festivals, the Eid al-Adha and the Eid al-Fitr. The availability of halal food, that is food that is carefully prepared or correctly slaughtered, analogous to kosher food within Judaism. The ability of that halal food or foods in schools or in the military or prisons. Now, this increasingly is being addressed and has been addressed. And for those women who wish, the right to wear a headscarf or hijab. Also, the issue of a beard has come up with regard to some police forces and in other kinds of positions in these societies. Some request segregated athletics classes, are concerned about co-education, sex education, and secularism in the school. And in some of these issues, they're not very different from those of conservative Christians and Jews, or many conservative Christians and Jews. I use the term conservative here in the broader sense. Others have supported the development of Islamic schools as a way to address these issues, as, for example, Catholics and Jews in the past did, to develop religious schools, so Islamic schools. Or, like a growing number of non-Muslim Americans, have turned to homeschooling, teaching their children at home. Living as a minority in a dominant culture that is often ignorant about Islam, or even hostile to it, many Muslims experience at times a sense of marginalization, alienation, and powerlessness. That's not to say that for many, there isn't a sense of fitting in, of being able to move forward, of being accepted. But for a minority, these problems exist. Some Muslims are further marked as different by their manner of dress. As I said before, particularly women who wear a veil, men who wear beards or skull caps or turbans, and they are sometimes singled out for harassment. In fact, think of the Sikh cab driver, a non-Muslim, who was murdered post-9/11 because whoever did it apparently thought that somehow he was a Muslim because he saw a turban. This has increasingly been the case since September 11, 2001. Muslim experiences in Europe and America have been affected significantly by the actions of these militants, as well as by domestic issues. Thus, for example, in France, amidst growing unemployment, Jean-Marie Le Pen's right-wing National Front targeted Muslims who had been welcomed during a period of economic expansion as a cheap foreign labor force. They became a convenient scapegoat charged with stealing French jobs. Le Pen advocated the forced expulsion of 3 million immigrants as well as priority for native French in jobs, housing, and welfare benefits. At the same time, many North Africans from Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria have entered France and have entered France legally and illegally. The civil war in Algeria that we've talked about before caused many more Algerians to flee to France, swelling the ranks of its sizable North African population.